Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
A new exhibition titled Catastrophe recently opened at the fabled and celebrated German Film Museum in Frankfurt, Germany. Joining us to tell us all about it is its curator, Stephanie Plappert. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Hello. Looking forward to talking to you.
Yes, it's always great to kind of catch up on what is happening at the German Film Museum. And I just wanted to kind of start off by asking, what's happening now? Is the museum open at the moment? Can people visit it? Are there any restrictions that we should be aware of?
No, we are open. There is, of course, the general restriction when it comes to keep your distance, wear your mask, try to do everything to prevent the further spread of the virus. But else, we are open. You can buy your tickets online and you're very welcome to visit us.
Well, that's good news. And so let's talk about this new exhibition running there called Catastrophe. Now, it opened a few days ago on the 14th of July, and I understand that it will continue through the 9th of January, 2022, of course. And would you be able to introduce it for us a little bit?
Of course, I'd love to. It sounds like a really actual topic. The fact is, we planned it in 2019 and had to postpone it over and over because of all the measurements taken in the face of COVID. All of a sudden, we seem to be in a very actual situation with our exhibition, but it really deals with the imaginations of catastrophe films, the idea of the worst that could happen and how films, movies, disaster movies picture these situations. We, of course, tried to give it a bit of a serious touch with the addition of scientific bases. So what we actually did was take all their strengths, their visuals, their technical greatness, and test the storylines or fact check these storylines through the eyes of natural scientists. Mm-hmm. What you're about to experience is a walk through a prototypical catastrophe film, hopefully both enjoying what you see and thinking about what it means.
What kind of films are we talking about here? Is it films that have been made from the early history of cinema to modern times?
We are talking about any catastrophe film. What we are, as a film cultural institution, dedicated to is the full range of film and cinema. So what I've really tried to do was to trace catastrophe movies back to their origins, to see what did they do in the 1910s, for example, and to present the full variety of both the stories and the visuals that come with it. I'm showing a film from Denmark from 1916, which basically is titled The End of the World, and it's about a meteorite destroying the Earth. But of course, we are going on to the big classical disaster movies from the 70s when it's about earthquakes, about burning high rises, about dropping planes. It continues with the huge catastrophe movies of the past years. It's about tornadoes like in Twister. It is, of course, the Roland Emmerich universe with The Day After Tomorrow or 2012. It covers the big earthquake blockbuster San Andreas. It's quite a variety of films. Whilst I, of course, have been trying to include the lesser known names as well in order to give them a bit of a window or showcase as well.
Why do you feel that filmmakers have been so fascinated all throughout the cinematic history with disasters and with catastrophes?
Because filmmakers are humans, and humans are always fascinated by catastrophe. I mean, they have been probably ever since humans exist. There is cave paintings from 36,000 years ago that are said to depict a volcanic eruption that the artists saw a couple of kilometers away. And this fascination with catastrophe, it is a very ambivalent feeling. It's both very people are very interested in it, whilst at the same time, of course, appalled and frightened by it actually happening. So this ambivalence is probably what inspires artists through all times, and of course mirrors in filmmaking. Films, the big mass culture of the 20th century, of course filmmakers would jump onto the catastrophe train.
There is a scientific dimension to this exhibition as well, and I wanted to know a little bit more about that. Did you get any help from any scientists, or was there another partnership involved?
There is a partnership, and contrary to many of the films where the scientists are the first to be neglected, even though they have real basis for their warnings, yeah, we tried to prevent that. So we actually entered a cooperation with the Senckenberg Society for Natural Research. They are situated in Frankfurt as well. And they both supported the exhibition with knowledge, expertise, and on the long run, also objects. And in addition to being present through interviews in our exhibition space, they at the same time have a small part of their permanent exhibition newly interpreted by their scientists as well, in with the perspective of catastrophe.
As the curator of this exhibition, I wanted to ask you, do you feel like throughout the years, the gap between the blockbuster logic and scientific logic has narrowed? I mean, is there a bigger awareness of science today than there ever was perhaps in the earlier years of cinema, for example?
Ooh, that's a difficult question. I think filmmakers also here reflect the society surrounding cinema. And I feel that society and political decision makers are more and more ready to listen to science. And I think that this is also part of actual filmmaking. Scientists sometimes even take the role of a hero, which is something that I observe as a change over the years. Still, I mean, blockbuster logic is, as Roland Emmerich puts it, a narrow balance in between apocalypse and entertainment. And of course, blockbusters want to entertain, and they greatly do so with all the technical fun and images they are providing. So from my observation, the gap, I wouldn't say has narrowed. I think when looking closely also at older catastrophe movies, many of them actually boast quite a lot of science. They aren't that wrong from a scientific perspective. Mm-hmm. They just weren't read that way.
I mean, one thing that we often talk about here on Fred Film Radio and the Big Fred Tuesday is, of course, the power of cinema. So that obviously also includes this power to raise awareness of different different important things that are happening in the world. So, I mean, I guess when we talk about blockbuster films that talk about, let's say, natural disasters, it's also important to make people aware that these things are happening, and especially now in recent times when we've become increasingly more and more aware, I feel that definitely that importance is more felt, right?
Yes, I guess so. I mean, that is maybe the gap that has been narrowing, the yeah, gap between that fantastic scenarios catastrophe films boast of and a reality that more and more seems to follow suit. And I think that also there, I mean, cinema does have the power to raise awareness. And I really think that catastrophe movies in particular do have this power, as they are addressing a large group of people.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yes, I hope so.
Absolutely. Was that kind of part of the reason for the origins of this very exhibition also, just to kind of raise awareness about where we're heading at the moment in terms of global warming and all these different environmental disasters?
Whenever I get interested in a topic, it's hardly a one-tracked thing. I always have several ideas and interests that come with it, and I try to combine them. And so it was with this exhibition. I am deeply fascinated by catastrophe movies. I really love them. But I also think that behind every of these movies, there is something more laying. And all of them tell stories of the fears of their time. Mm-hmm. And since the fear of our time is widely understood to be climate change and the natural disasters that come with it, of course, it is part of the exhibition.
So let's try to kind of visualize this exhibition now. I know that radio is an oral medium, but I'd love it if we could try to kind of visualize what the exhibition actually looks like. First of all, how is it structured? Is it structured in chronological order or by theme? And what is actually being exhibited?
What I'm trying with this exhibition is to offer a walkthrough through a classical disaster movie, so to say. So the audience actually enter space after space with following the dramaturgy of a disaster movie. So you start with the before the catastrophe. There is always some idyllic moments. You see someone watering their plants. You see a family having dinner or arguing or whatever, but it always sets the baseline for what we are in danger to lose. After that, you enter a section that is dedicated to the harbingers. There will always be the first signs of a catastrophe happening. Some measurements are off. Some weather phenomena seem to be strange. Whatever happens, but there will be signs for it. Someone observes a meteorite approaching Earth, whatever. And there will always be scientists warning. After that, catastrophe strikes, and this is a space with a very large film projection and no other exhibits, because I find that this is the strongest moment of the film. And after that, you have quite a long period, talking in cinema experience termini, where people try to save what there is to be saved. So these rescue efforts make up also a big part of the exhibition. And with all the spaces, you see a film projection presenting clips of different catastrophe films. You see a monitor where scientific interviews are trying to evaluate these clips and the potential measurements that can be taken. And you see a large number of objects that come from the film process, the process of filmmaking, and show how these images are created. It's storyboards, it's set designs, it's drawings of all kinds. At the same time, there is always that level of reality coming in. So in the field of rescue efforts, for example, in that area, mm-hmm. there will be a virus protection suit in order to remind us that catastrophe protection is something we really need to prepare for. From that moment, you have basically two choices. The classical catastrophe film, of course, will end with a rather happy ending. Whilst there is this derivation, in our case, it's a dead end, especially in the exhibition, which is the apocalypse. The end of all mankind is something that I think is an important idea. Still, of course, nobody hopes it will ever happen. So you basically enter the exhibition through the new beginning, the hope for a happy ending or some change of attitude that might still serve whatever, course, save yeah. whatever is there is to be saved. After that, you leave the exhibition and you're standing in what here is a very bright foyer with the view over the River Main and the city of Frankfurt. And I hope people understand that this is what we are to take care of.
It sounds fascinating. And is it true that there's an accompanying publication too?
There is a book.
Okay.
A catalogue titled the same as the exhibition, Catastrophe, What Comes After the End. And I think it serves pretty well as a comprehensive overview, not only of catastrophe films, but also about imaginations and understanding of this idea of ending. It's a lot of images as well. So yeah. Basically a beautiful picture book.
Awesome. So, that was great. So I remind our listeners that the exhibition, which the full title of which is actually Catastrophe, What Comes After the End, opened on the 14th of July and will continue through the 9th of January, 2022. And Stephanie, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you about it. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.